This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's Paul Hamilton.
Oh, Cervantes and Hamilton going to each other and Sawinski.
We have to fight.
With Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Tkachuk was just totaled by an Iowa State player against the board.
I think it was by Hamilton.
Not WGR.
Really a pretty unnecessary hit by Hamilton. Hamilton is still awfully mad. He's being held back.
Number 17, Paul Hamilton. 2 minutes for charging, 5 minutes for fighting, and a misconduct.
Sports Radio 550.
All right, happy to welcome Paul Hamilton in on our West Her Hotline. His appearance is here on WGR, always brought to you by Equitable Advisors. Planning for your future is about more than just money. Let Equitable be your guide. And by Relax Honda. Relax, we got this. Pablo, what's happening, man? How are you today?
How are you? I'm glad to talk to you because you are the kicker expert in fantasy football. I'm trying to figure out if I should cut the Chargers kicker as a quad injury and pick up Mahar of Dallas, who is like third in the league. So should I do that?
Paul, I am not a kicker expert. My son Owen apparently is a kicker expert.
Well, you're on your because third kicker.
I need to talk to him about the eight move limit because we're burning through moves here. He might not know that. I don't know that he's ever read the bylaws. He might not be aware.
I mean, you got to put somebody in.
Yeah, that's right. No, that's right.
Well,
I know.
We don't have to.
We could have left it blank. I mean, it's 8 points, dippy whip, right? But, you know, this week I wish we had because we had no chance of winning anyway. We're playing against Hockenson and Goff. So, I mean, good luck. I don't know. If it's bad for you, I say do it. So I'm not the right guy to ask. I'm going to be too competitive about it.
I'm going to have to call your son then.
Yeah, that's right. Buzz him. He's whatever. He's at Franco's. He'll pick up. I wanted to ask you. Have you ever asked a Sabres coach, Don Granato, for example, if in a game in the preseason like last night, you get up 3-0, and like, because it's preseason, like, is there any chance that you just go, you know what, let's see if we can just shut a game down for as long as we can. Let's try to, because it seemed like not much happened after the Sabres got their 3-0 lead. It took Carolina until the third period to get a couple of goals, and then it was, you know, kind of a tight game. I wonder if they would work on something. There was a preseason game we were at last year where they were dumping and chasing like crazy. And I was watching it with Owen. We were there in the building. I'm like, why so much dump and chase? And I just thought maybe they just decided to work on dump and chase tonight because it's preseason. Any chance that that's what happened last night, or did they just take a nap?
No, I think they just got cocky, to be quite honest with you. And it was interesting how Granato handled it, you know, talking about it after the game. He was like, you know what, being a preseason game, he goes, I don't mind a little adversity. I kind of want them to face some adversity. You know, he goes, we're not going to just go through the season 82-0 and have everything go great and that kind of stuff. He goes, so he goes, honestly, I didn't mind it. That, you know, you don't want your team to play that way, but he goes, as a coach, you can use it as a teaching moment. And I think the thing that he liked about it, too, is they had a 3-0 lead. It took 19 seconds in the third period to make it 3-2. They're making dumb plays. Now, the first goal, Mittelstadt coughs it up, but he also ran into Tuck, like, right on the crease, right in front of, I mean, they weren't, they could have high-fived Anderson where they were standing. And they somehow got tangled up and ran into each other, and that was the turnover. So, you know, I don't know if you want to say that's an egregious turnover or not. And the other one is just a young player in J.J. Paterka who is pressing because he's not playing well. And that's another topic, too, to talk about. Mm-hmm. And he just coughed it up, and 19 seconds later, it's in your net. So he liked the fact, because they hadn't had a scoring chance, I think, in about 30 minutes. The shots in the second were 5-5, and I don't think Buffalo had a scoring chance. They just basically were nothing.
That's how it looked to me.
And then you're getting into the third period, and the other team's got, like, 5 or 6 more shots, and you're still sitting there on 5 for the last 30 minutes, and then the 2 goals go in, you know, and now it's like, okay. And then all of a sudden there's a shot, and then there's a good scoring chance, and they just started getting back towards the other end again where they played the whole first period and were dominant, and, you know, started getting their game back a little bit. And then they, you know, they played – they played okay after that, and then they get the empty net goal, and they found a way to win the hockey game after they were trying their hardest to blow it. So I think that's what he liked about what he saw.
Yeah, you know, I'm reminded, Paul, of, you know, how many times you've talked about this team getting rattled. I mean, it's year over year, and, like, not all the same guys, but, like, that, you know, a mistake happens, the adversity, whatever it is, and that they sort of get stuck there. And, you know, it's preseason, and it wasn't a very NHL-ish roster they were facing from Carolina, but they didn't stay in the sunk spot. They got out of it. So that's positive.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And that's you know, they're 4-1 in preseason. We all know these games don't count. You're not getting 2 points for the games. But what I have liked is you've won 4 out of 5. You found different ways to win along the way. As you said, there you don't panic when things go wrong. You go into Columbus after a 5-hour bus trip and just play an awful first period. I mean, they had no legs whatsoever, but they got their legs by the second period, and then they started taking the play to Columbus, and they cut it to 2-1. Now, they didn't get the second goal to make it 2-2, and then they kind of gambled in the third period and wound up losing 4-1. But, again, they had a horrendous start, but kind of got their game together in the second period and put some pressure on, and basically just only could beat a goalie once, and you know, got themselves back into the hockey game. So that's what I think they're learning out of this preseason is, you know, hey, I think we can confirm we are pretty good. Yeah, we've played some bad lineups along the way. We've played some good lineups along the way, and good. You know, we're okay. And move on. So that's what I think they're getting out of this preseason. Yeah, I know you're not getting 2 points, but I think the winning is helping them.
Paul Hamilton on the Western Hotline here on WGR. So you mentioned Paterka, and he was someone who came up yesterday when we were previewing this game with you around this time on Tuesday. And so another game goes by. You mentioned the giveaway. I see a comment from Granato that I assume is either today at practice or even last night after the game talking about Paterka. It does not sound, Paul, like he's going down.
No, it's today. I wrote about it today.
Yeah.
It's in my article.
Okay.
And absolutely it doesn't sound like – because, you know, I've been talking about that maybe he does go down because he's had such a bad camp and really he hasn't had a decent game out of the four. But I'll take you back to Cousins – where he, you know, was really struggling. And I think I had mentioned to you, maybe it's time for him to go to Rochester for a little bit. And Don Granato goes, no. And we can fix it here. And then he showed me some clips along the way. And sure enough, he was right. I mean, Cousins started climbing out of it. And that's exactly what he said today with Paterka. And the thing I did like about Paterka yesterday after that giveaway for the empty net goal, that was the J.J. Paterka you expect. He went in there, beat two guys for a battle on the wall, came out with the puck, got it over to Cousins, went to the net. Cousins found him. Of course, he's got the wide open net. He puts it away. Notice, though, he's a very smiling, happy-go-lucky guy. He enjoys scoring goals.
Mm-hmm. No.
He just had a frown on his face. Right. He didn't get excited at all. He knows he's not playing well, and he cares. And it's bothering him. You could see it in his face. He cares a lot. And, the way Granato put it is if, you know, he thinks that he can learn here fairly fast with what he needs to do. He said he doesn't mind it when he brings things to his attention. He doesn't mind it when he pushes them. And he goes, if either one of those things were a concern, he'd probably have to put him back to the previous level. But he said he's not a concern. He talks, I'll give you the exact quote. He goes, he's talented. He does the work. He takes critiques very well. And if he was missing in one of those areas, I'd be more nervous about having him playing for us in the NHL. But he doesn't mind when I bring things to his attention, and he doesn't mind when I push him. And I thought if those were a concern, he probably would have to go learn more at the previous level. But he said he thinks he can learn here fairly fast. That tells me he's not going anywhere.
Yeah, that's encouraging. And that he's been on a line two games in a row now, right, with Krebs and Cousins. And we talked about this yesterday, too. Granato's talked about, this looks like their lineup. Last night, I guess, Olsen was out of the lineup, period. So Hinostroza was on that line. Mm-hmm. And now, I guess, today at practice, Hinostroza was in Oposo's spot because Oposo has something minor wrong?
Yeah, he just said that he thought Oposo will be out of practice for a few days. It doesn't sound like anything that's going to threaten him for the lineup a week from today for opening day.
All right, good to know that. Anything else?
You know, I didn't much care for Krebs either. I mean, I like Cousins a lot in that game. You know, he scored a shorthanded goal, made that good play to set up. And that was a nice goal he scored, by the way, on the breakaway.
Yep.
And he pulled away from the defenseman to get the goal and then made a nice pass after Paterka had done the work for the open netter. But I didn't like Krebs or Paterka, particularly in that game. I did like Cousins, but it's only one game. I'm not at all saying they should break it up. I mean, give them a chance. I mean, let's look at it for a little while. Let's see where Paterka goes. I'm not a fan of Krebs on the wing, but I do find this line rather intriguing, and I in no way, shape, or form, suggesting that they break it up just because I didn't like it last night.
Yeah, I always, look, the kid line is always pretty appealing. Cousins is, has been here for a couple of years now. But still, these are three guys looking to, sort of make their mark, I think, in this full season. Cousins maybe the organization and himself looking for a big step. I like the idea of having that line together. So, I'm intrigued by what they've got up front. And real interested to see what happens when it gets on the ice in a week and a day to start the regular season. All right, Paul, we're out of time. That's how it goes sometimes. Yeah, already, I know, right? So fast. We'll touch base again.
Talked about defenses or tight ends or anything yet? I mean, come on.
I'll make some time for you tomorrow, Paul. I don't mean that at all. That was not. I wasn't being.
I somehow knew you didn't mean that.
Good luck. Good luck with your kicker quest. And thank you for joining me.
Yeah, no problem. Enjoyed it.
That's our Paul Hamilton again on the Western Hotline, and his appearances here on WGR brought to you by Equitable Advisors. Planning for your future is about more than just money. Let Equitable be your guide, and by Relax Honda. Relax, we got this. Sabres in Pittsburgh Friday to finish off the preseason, and then a week from tomorrow at home to open up the regular season against the Ottawa Senators. We'll take a timeout here and come back with more on football. One of our favorites, Chris Trapasso from CBS Sports. Great conversation with him, and we'll have that for you as we continue. Mike Schopes away today, along with Zach Jones. I am the Bulldog, and you are listening to WGR.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.